Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
When Molly and I promised 49 years ago this month to love each other until death separates us, how important were those promises? Of course, most modern marriages are built on some kind of promise, but not always the one older marriages honored. Some marriage partners today promise to live together so long as they both shall love, not so long as they both shall live. Could that be one of the reasons approximately 50% of all modern marriages are ending in divorce? We know how important earthly promises are, but how important are God's promises? The Apostle Peter assures us that God has granted unto us all things which pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Before we examine some of these exceedingly great and precious promises, we need to know that God will keep His promises. The Apostle Peter writes, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. Paul uses somewhat different language from Peter in discussing God's faithfulness in keeping His promise, but the meaning is the same. "For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us." 2 Corinthians 1:20. Can you imagine putting your trust in a God who does not honor His promises? God has promised to save us from our sins and to grant us eternal life when we obey the gospel of Christ and walk in the light. Jesus commanded His apostles to preach the gospel, and then He said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:15-16. John's beautiful little book tells us, "If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sins." 1 John 1:7. The Lord Himself adds, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. God has not promised to keep us from temptation, but He has promised that no temptation will take us which is not common to man. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. If God is faithful to that promise, why do Christians sometimes fall into grievous sin? Could it be they have failed to take advantage of the way of escape which God has provided? God has not promised He will beat us on the head to prevent our falling into soul-condemning sin, but He will provide a way to escape if we will open our eyes and look. God has also promised, dear friends, that Jesus Christ will come back to receive His own. In fact, there is hardly any promise in the New Testament more strongly emphasized than the Lord's second coming. Jesus said to His disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." John 15:1-3. My friend, Jesus Christ has made great promises to us. We know He will keep them. We thank you for listening. May God richly bless you.